This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Donald Trump has issued a pardon for a convicted runner who trespassed on Grand Teton Trail, which had been closed. Mountain runner Michelino Sanseri was convicted of using a closed trail in Grand Teton National Park during a record-setting trail run. Sanseri had been prosecuted by the National Park Service and convicted by a federal judge for trespassing on a trail that was closed for regrowth last September in Grand Teton National Park. Sanseri, on September 2, 2024, set a new Grand Teton speed record, ascending and descending the mountain in 2 hours, 50 minutes and 10 seconds, almost 3 minutes faster than the previous record. Days later, Wyoming-based federal prosecutors charged him with a crime for running on a restricted social trail. Sanseri admitted to cutting the switchback during a run in the national park, but said that that was how he made the fastest ever climb and descent of Grand Teton that day. He boasted of his illegal trail run on social media. It was his disclosure of the switchback cut that caught the National Park Service's attention. The NPS issued him a citation for going off trail. The citation is a misdemeanor, carrying a maximum $5,000 fine and/or 6 months in jail. Sanseri was convicted of the misdemeanor crime and was awaiting a sentencing hearing when Trump pardoned the runner. U.S. officials shut down a more than 10,000-acre logging operation on public land after uncovering the illegal use of state property. A federal judge stopped the logging project because it imperiled threatened grizzly bears. The plan to log and burn a large swath of the Cabinet Yak Ecosystem Recovery Zone in far northwest Montana ran afoul of the Endangered Species Act and other laws. The U.S. Forest Service failed to properly consider unauthorized road use and its impact on wildlife in the habitat. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen wrote, "This court has repeatedly held that it is arbitrary and capricious to not include illegal motorized use that it knows to occur into calculations, regardless of whether the use is chronic and site-specific. The failure to consider ineffective closures and illegal roads requires additional NEPA review in order to adequately analyze the impacts of illegal roads on grizzly bears." In 2022, the Center for Biological Diversity and other conservation organizations sued the U.S. Forest Service, alleging that the logging project, called the Knotty Pine Project's massive clear cuts and increase in road densities, would fragment grizzly habitat and increase grizzly bear mortality. Judge Christensen granted an injunction in 2023, citing a likelihood of irreparable injury. "Most grizzly bears are killed within one-third of a mile of a road, and the Cabinet Yak population of grizzly bears is only around 45 individuals, which is less than half that of the recovery goal. The Cabinet Yak Ecosystem Recovery Group of grizzlies declined 30% over 5 years, from 2018 to 2023, and is among the most imperiled of 6 recovery communities in the contiguous U.S. The Forest Service's logging project was supposed to last 10 years. While logging and clearing vegetation can prevent wildfires and keep them from spreading rapidly, the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, another plaintiff, says that untouched forests do those things better, maintaining moist land that is shaded from the sun and protected from the wind. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies, as well as that of the Yak Valley Forest Council, Wild Earth Guardians, and Native Ecosystems Council, monitored both the U.S. Forest Service's project application and subsequent failure to meet the requirements of the National Environmental Protection Act and the Endangered Species Act, prompting legal action which now has stopped the project for the recovery of an imperiled and isolated grizzly bear population. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.